There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi guys, it is Leslie. I'm taking a break because of fucking quarantine. Hope everybody is staying safe at home. Today's episode is with my friend Lisa Fuller, and it was obviously recorded before coronavirus happened, but I'm just getting my shit together. We'll be back soon, I promise. Back soon with new episodes. I'm just like trying to figure out how to manage my time with my toddler and my dog. I know that people have way bigger problems and also more than one toddler. I just happen to be not good at managing time before this with a toddler. So now I'm in a bit of a pickle, bit of a jam. But it's all going to get figured out, and we're going to have new episodes soon. Stay tuned for the TV show I have launching May 1st on HBO. It's called Betty, and I have a book of art coming out soon. Wish I can give you a better idea of when that's coming out, but hopefully you won't be in quarantine when it comes out. If you are, then fucking kill yourself. Just kidding. Suicide's real. Don't do that. And I know that because my podcast is about hobbies, I should have many episodes telling you guys how to fill your time. All I can say is I don't. I am very uninspired. I've been reading a lot. Maybe I'll do another voice memo of all the books I've been reading and liking. And when I say reading, I mean listening. I've been listening to a lot of Audibles. So my kid has a lollipop. Be back soon.
An Erios original.
The thing is that I don't have a hobby, and I think it's like a thing. Because I asked a bunch of friends and they were like, does like being exhausted and dying at the end of the day count?
Well, the thing is that the word hobby is misleading. Mm. Like once you say hobby, people automatically think hobby horse. Hobby horse leads to woodworking. Guys know we're starting a new thing. It's called A Fun 5 Minutes with Lisa Fuller. I just invented this like a couple of weeks ago. No big deal, just came from my brain.
I invented it.
She did.
Go
wait
on.
You did, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't invent
that. I don't name. Remember
it's fine.
But since I don't remember, it was probably me.
Yeah, it was definitely you.
No, maybe. Okay, let me preface by saying I had this idea for a podcast for a long time, filling the void about hobbies, but I didn't want to do a podcast for a while. And then Lisa was like, let's do a podcast together. And I was like, I don't think so. It's not really my thing.
I was so relieved.
I know we wouldn't, is one less thing for us to do.
Yeah.
Cut to, I have a podcast without her, which is like, kind of mean.
It's not though.
I know, but like
It's not.
I'm making a face that's like, are you mad at me? I know she's not.
I'm not mad at you.
Well, now we have a special segmented segment with Lisa Fuller, who is the Canadian Madonna. I couldn't think of anything.
No, you are not wrong. I am the Canadian Madonna.
Hold on. I have to chew a corn soup chip.
She bought corn soup chips and I shit talked them all the way up the stairs, but they're amazing. Legit. They're really good.
From the Japanese dollar store called Daiso, Daiso. If you do ads, hit me up. So anyway, what Lisa's going to do, like, she's going to try out a bunch of different hobbies because she claims she doesn't have a hobby.
I don't have a hobby.
A lot of people claim that. I think sometimes it's because they have too many hobbies, although that may also not at all be true.
No, that's the opposite of what's happening here. The thing is that I don't have a hobby, and I think it's like a thing. Because I asked a bunch of friends and they were like, does like being exhausted and dying at the end of the day count?
Well, the thing is that the word hobby is misleading because it's specific. Like once you say hobby, people automatically think hobby horse. Hobby horse leads to woodworking. And then they think, I have to be woodworking.
I would like to be woodworking.
You could. Here's the thing about Lisa. She could do anything. She's kind of a genius. She's definitely a genius. So you could do woodworking. Lisa Fuller is, one of my beef fries, BFFs. I say that a lot.
You say it every show. I like it, though. Well, I think it means that you're a open person that's not afraid to slap a label on it.
I'm not afraid of a label.
No,
I'm a label whore.
Yeah, you're kind of a label whore.
So I met Lisa years ago in New York for like a split second at a bar. It was, I think, the night that the Jets and the Patriots played the Super Bowl and the Jets won years ago.
I don't know.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm not, but I don't know. And I met her in a bar for a second. I just thought she was like so cool and pretty and nice and funny. And then I never saw her again, except until Instagram was invented. And then I started following her on Instagram and because I thought she was cool, nice, pretty, smart. And also she Canadian owned a store Madonna. That I used to shop at. So I knew her from that. But like we just had different circles, I guess.
Yeah. Well, what's very nice is the way that you hit me up, which is like I had just moved to LA with like a literal baby and was like, what do I do? And then you were like, hey, I'm pregnant and I'm coming over.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, come over.
Yeah.
And then we sat in the backyard.
And I brought my dog.
She brought her dog.
Because Lisa got really excited about Judy. I saw Lisa was moving to LA. I was pregnant. She had a little baby. I was so excited for a new friend that I already knew, but we didn't know each other that well. I was like, it's go time.
That was very nice. I don't think I would have done that.
I could not wait to be your best friend.
Wow. Well, here we are, guys.
Here we are. The Fuller Five.
Are we having the talk?
The talk about friendship?
Yeah.
So taking it to another level?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Also... Okay, so that's how, and Lisa is just one of my main go-tos. And like, she's also really funny and I want her to be on the podcast. So anyway, I wanted her to try out a bunch of different things. I gave her some suggestions. Some of them she did not like, but I'm really pushing for her to do them anyway, such as watch The Americans.
I thought we changed it to Columbo.
I switched it back to The Americans. Wow. She doesn't want to watch The Americans because she's Canadian. But I'm like...
It's just off-brand for me.
That I'm saying maybe...
Also, give how it is a that a hobby?
Okay, right. So as I was saying...
Like, am I going to go to like...
So hobby is a very...
American and like dress up.
Oh my
up.
God, I wish that was a thing. That would be so fun. So a hobby doesn't on this podcast, a hobby doesn't have to be like a frivolous kind of hand
activity. I mean, it doesn't have to be like woodworking or like decoupage. It's free form. Like, how I define hobby is, what do you do that has nothing to do with romance or finance? In other words, has no agenda for romance or finance. Romance is like a little bit loose, but like,
well, that is...
I don't consider watching porn a hobby, even though that's not romance. But like, it's, I think that that's like more of a illness. No, no, not watching porn, but like, if that is how you spend your time when you're not working.
If you identify as...
Not that there's anything wrong with that, said Seinfeld.
Well, here's the thing, is that I can hearken back to the exact time where I was like, this hobby thing is not for me. And that's when I had like a high school boyfriend who was really into like making music in his basement and like was in a band. And I was into like...
Boys.
Like, yeah, him,
teenage girls,
you know,
don't really have hobbies.
Well, he
older
was
teenage
like...
girls. Boys do.
He did this thing where he was like, what are you even into? Like, what are your interests? It made me feel like such shit. Where I was like, my interests are sitting on the ground and making jokes and smoking cigarettes and like boys. That is my...
It's because girls mature faster than boys, and boys still like to play with toys when they're in high school, and girls are like, we want to fuck.
Well, and we also girls are like, okay, you do your thing, and like, there's nothing wrong with my thing.
And I'll watch you.
Straight socializing.
Which is watching you do your thing.
Yeah. When I learned about like shooting the shit, like just sitting around, That's totally a lifestyle for me.
Okay, so remember when you were a little baby kid and you used to watch your mom have like tea with a friend and sit at the table and just like talk, like a coffee clutch?
Yeah.
When I realized I was old enough to start doing that, high school, 11th grade, that was enjoyable for me and my girlfriends. Oh my God. Every day sushi, like it was just, and we weren't like... Like, we would hang out with the dudes, but we were just, like, always sitting around tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best.
So I find that in my older age, I don't sit around as many tables. Some people do. Some people say that their hobbies are, like, dinner parties or going out to dinner or having lunch or I don't know. Like
that doesn't... I mean...
It does count. Like, some people are really into that.
Yeah, but that's just, like, are you a social person?
But
do you have time?
You're saying you're not.
No, I'm. Well, I'm like, I socialize as long as I'm like on my couch and I'm texting you.
That doesn't count.
It does for me, though. It's so fulfilling for me to just sit there and text you stupid shit.
Right.
Anyhow, I think that was like a pivotal moment.
I shouldn't shut that down if that's what brings you joy.
Yeah, but it's still, I got jealous listening to your podcast because I was like, what are all these people doing with their time? Like, maybe I could be doing something. And I think that, like, I have a hard time committing.
Yeah.
And it feels like I'm like an anxious, it feels like high stakes for me to do something just like enjoyable for no reason.
Right. I totally get that. I think a lot of people feel that way. I mean, Paul definitely does. Like, if Paul's not working, he is reading. Like, he just isn't.
Yeah.
But that's his own thing. But, like, for you, let me just FYI. I start things all the time and put them down and revisit them much later. Like, I have commitment issues, too.
But I'm, like, hard on myself about it. Mm-hmm. Whereas the thing with you is, like, you'll be like, okay, I guess I'll like paint.
Right. However, one, I've gone in and out of painting. Mm-hmm. Two, I really want to do oils, but like, I'm not there yet. I don't think that once I start oils, like I'm just never going to stop. Or like making the sculptures downstairs. Like you saw my unicorn sculpture was unfinished. Like I might leave it like that for a while until I know. And I'm very, very hard on myself. That's why I had to stop doing ballet, I mentioned to you.
Yeah.
But you said that you've been doing sewing.
Well, because that was on my list.
Right.
And I have a sewing machine.
And you know how to use it.
Barely, but I do love to thread a bobbin.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I like to say thread the bobbin.
Yeah, it feels good. It sounds good. Bobbin is a great word.
Yeah.
You know what I want? A large thing on a wall that has tons of different colored threads on it. What am I, you know, spools of thread of different colors. I love the way that looks.
Yeah.
Like we've talked about this on the podcast. You know, I love the gear. I love the accoutrement.
Right.
Lisa speaks French, by the way.
Yeah, I do.
She's also from the same town. She also lived in the same town as the guy who murdered cats and people.
How does he say it? I can't remember.
Do you remember his name? Don't fuck with cats on the internet.
He pronounced Etobicoke in a truly delightful way.
Well, anyway, Lisa lived in his building and where he murdered the guy. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
He's my boyfriend.
Yeah. She went out.
He's the guy that was like, you need a hobby. And I was like, you are
hot.
Killing cats, but you're hot.
And people. Yeah, Luca Magnata.
Luca Magnata.
Yeah, she's friends with him.
Yeah. Lisa, my name is Lisa Magnata. He's my husband.
Okay. So, sewing. You love to thread a bobbin. Can you explain briefly what that means?
It means like, okay, so you've got your spool of thread on top on that little dingle standing up.
Yeah.
And then you also need thread underneath the machine to like make it go. So
you know how to do the whole setup.
I can do the whole setup and I love it.
You love doing the setup.
I love setting it up. And then comes the part where you have to like cut in a straight line, which I'm incapable of.
Right.
I go.
No, that sounds hard.
This away as well as that away.
Yeah. She motioned left and right.
Yeah.
In case you didn't understand her verbal visual.
I did say it in French. So, but I can't cut a straight line and it's really frustrating.
Want to know
me.
A tip?
Yeah.
Well, you're cutting it with a scissor or what?
Full like fabric scissors that I ban anyone from touching.
Okay, so when you need to cut a straight line with a scissor, keep your eye focused on the top of the point of the zipper of the scissor and just cut straight and you'll go straight.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try it. But I also don't like a measuring moment.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like to iron anything.
No.
And I don't like to wrangle the fabric.
Right, so there's a lot of steps.
There's a lot of steps.
Okay, but you're also talking about making clothes for your daughter.
Or just like anything.
Or anything.
Yeah.
There's so many steps. What if you did, color me crazy with this idea.
I just may.
Textile art. Have you ever seen textile art when people go nuts on something freestyle? With the sewing machine, it's incredible.
I'm going to go nuts.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm going to show you some examples, but I'm just, that part of why I want to know how to use a sewing machine is because, one, I want to know how to hem my own pants and like take in my own things without having to drag myself all the way to Gelson's Shopping Center, Taylor.
Crispy Brows.
Where Crispy Brows and Head to Toe Rescue Nail Salon.
Nail to Toe Rescue.
Oh, Nail to Toe Rescue.
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to say. And Crispy Brows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to learn how to do my own stuff and maybe like know how to use a pattern and like make a dress.
Yeah.
For a kid or myself. Like a smock.
A smock.
So do you know how to do that, or is it the same thing with like iron and cutting and steps?
I mean, I feel like I should look into buying, I'm sure there are patterns that have the fabric cut.
Yeah, Etsy.
Yeah. I don't want to do that part.
Right. I hear you.
I feel that it's my duty to continue with this.
If you enjoy it, you should continue with it.
My problem also is that I will make like a quarter of a thing and then be like, this is my new business.
Oh,
and that's
my God,
against
totally.
The rules.
So remember when I started embroidering t-shirts
mm-hmm.
and made it my new business and decided to do a collaboration with Claire V?
Yeah.
Finished all of them except like 8 labels. This is like 3 years ago. They're sitting in my drawer all done except for the little labels. I just can't finish it.
Yeah.
I can. What am I afraid of? Are we afraid? Do you have a fear of success?
Yes.
Why?
Because we're...
Too much pressure? Because we've been burned?
I think it's just... Who knows what's going to happen? Like, I know what's comfortable right now.
Like, I know like, what's comfortable about failure.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm very... Right. Like, I know exactly what will happen when I do nothing.
Yeah.
Or fuck up again.
Yes.
But if I actually don't, then it's like, oh my God, what are the stakes then?
Right.
It's so scary.
Yeah. Fear it's also conceited, which tracks, you know?
Right. It's conceited.
Well, yeah, because you're like, sorry, I can't do this because I'm going to be too good at it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be too good at sewing.
No,
I think
me neither.
I'll either become obsessed with it or just get sick of it in 2.9 seconds.
Yeah. I want to be handy.
Okay.
I think that seems fun.
You can totally be handy.
You say that you are. Are you?
I'm handy. I'm not as handy as Amanda and Matt, who like made a sunken living room on their deck.
I need to talk to you about sunken living rooms. I have been going through a very strong sunken living room period.
We're obsessed with them, me and Amanda. I'm saying that she is now. They made a sunken deck. They built their house. No, they didn't. But they built like an extension. They do a lot. They're handy. Especially, more Matt.
Wow.
So like, I know my way around a drill, but I know my way around looking at instructions and following them.
Yeah.
Or like watching a YouTube. I don't know if I'm like, oh, I want to add an addition. I want to make a deck. To find out the kind of wood I would need to buy and all of that, it's too much for me.
No, that's crazy. You're not making a deck. Although, you know what's good is like old, like handy books, like house books from like the 70s.
I have a bunch of those.
Yeah, they're good.
They're good, but they're not as fast as just finding a YouTube.
Oh, no. They're good to look at.
They are like, good to look at. They're cool. Yeah. But like, I have like a little Mary-sized wooden chair outside that's on its last legs, no pun intended.
I like it.
I would like to fix it. I don't know how to fix a chair, but I believe I can with either I look at YouTube or I ask Lauren Malika.
I bought a plant stand at a thrift store that needs to be fixed.
Like how?
It's just falling apart at the seams.
Is it like, metal?
No, it's wood. Oh. And I think that we should venture into some sort of store and buy some wood glue.
Oh, I can loan you wood glue, or I can take you to Baller Hardware, which is very close to your house, or Home Depot, where like no one fucking knows what they're doing. And like, whatever. I love a hardware store.
Me too.
I love the smell. I love the potential sawdust that might be on the floor.
And also at a
beverage barn. Do you ever notice how there's like saw on the floor? Sawdust or
is
hay?
It at Home Depot?
There's a beverage barn on Hillhurst.
What's a beverage barn?
It's like a giant drink store. They have like It's like a store that just has drinks.
Okay.
And like cases. It's so fun. Like the smell of it is so nostalgic to me.
Yeah. I like the smell of a hardware store for sure. I feel like Home Depot is problematic, so we can't go there.
Go to a ball.
But is it problematic if you go to their free classes and then go to Baller and buy the stuff there?
Wait, they have free classes at Home Depot? Of
they
what?
Do. Like making stuff. They also have free kids classes, which I think
really?
Is cute. Yeah. Should we do that?
Yeah, totally.
Let's
That's
go
so
to
fun.
Home Depot after drop-off. Our kids go to the same school.
Yeah, I can't today, but...
Well, because they're already there.
Oh, the I thought kids. You meant... You said pick up for a second. Yeah, after drop-off, totally.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll help you learn how to fix stuff, but I had a mentor. I have a mentor, Lauren Malika.
Wow.
So if I'm like... What kind of glue, what kind of screws should I use for this? What kind of tool do I need? Blah, blah, blah. She does it for a living. She's like a contractor. So she'll just tell me. She knows the answer right away.
Wow.
But like.
Will you be my mentor?
Amanda's texting.
Amanda. Oh, yeah. Will you be my mentor?
I just take orders.
You built a sunken.
I'll be your mentor. And if I don't know the answer, I'll ask Malika. But it helps when you have pictures. And also, you'll know Lauren Malika because it's weird that you don't.
I know her name.
You'll be friends with her.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, she can be my mentor then.
So, did you try anything else besides sewing?
No.
Okay. Did you make anything? How long did you do sewing for?
Two times. But I already have stuff that I've like started.
Right.
For instance, a quilt for Young Mary.
What?
I have
Why not for can I say your daughter's name? Some people are weird about it. What about for Simone?
Well, the thing is that I told you I was making a quilt for Mary maybe a year ago and you were like, that's amazing. And you've clearly forgotten, but I didn't want to get myself into any kind of hot water. So it's for Mary.
Oh, you don't, it's fine.
Anyway, I have put together maybe 7 squares on the quilt.
Wow.
Thanks.
What about hand stitching? It's not the same for you because there's less steps involved in hand stitching.
That's true. I'm just like.
You like the bobbin effect.
I don't, I like to drive that little car down to Fabric Town. I'm talking about the sewing machine.
So on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being like, I'm obsessed, this is my new hobby, 1 being like, I don't want to revisit it, I'm good, it's not for me, where's sewing?
I'm going with 3.
So you'll do it again, but you're not racing to the Notion store.
I'm not racing to the Notion store, but no, I am racing to the Notion store because that's like, the fun part.
Right.
I don't know that I'm racing to like the crowded closet that I keep my sewing machine in to like bring it out.
Right. You're not racing to the cutting fabric store, but like, are you racing to Etsy to see if you can get a pattern with pre-cut fabric?
Yeah, I'm racing to Etsy.
Okay.
I am.
Also, my friend Emily Strawn takes a sewing class in Atwater and she showed up with her daughter wearing plaid pants and was like, no big deal, I made them.
That's rude. And
I couldn't believe it. I was so impressed.
Yeah.
They have sewing classes.
No, there are sewing classes and I have them all bookmarked.
I would do a sewing class.
Why that feels like a danger zone for me is I know that I'll be in that class being like, and I have a new business.
There's nothing wrong with that. But you're such a good business person.
Well, you're not wrong, but I need to not work on things all the time.
What do you mean?
It can't be for romance or finance.
Oh, so okay, let's say maybe eventually down the road you feel like I can make this a business, but like forget about that part of it. Would you do it for enjoyment?
Well,
do a sewing class.
Maybe.
Okay, so we're still at a 3. Let's revisit this next time we talk.
All right.
And I also, you get to choose that we're going to talk about either the Americans, which is a hobby. Getting into a TV show is a hobby, and it'll be like a special Americans episode.
Okay.
And if you don't like it, it's fine. Like, you'll know by episode 3.
I know nothing about it. I love that's even that you better. Know that the name for me is like, ooh, can't go there.
Right. And I also know you love reality, and I know you love comedy. I know you're not into the drama, but I just think you would really like it. And I just want to know.
I'm into the drama. You think that I only like reality TV shows and comedy?
And comedy.
I like all of the shows that you're supposed to like.
Like what? Succession? Like,
yeah.
Then you'll like The Americans.
Okay, fine.
Jesus Christ. Fuck. The other, you get to choose between what, The Americans or braiding. Learning different kinds of braids.
Okay.
And it could like be your hair idea. Or Shoni's hair.
I mean, I would have to start doing reps and curls if I were going to braid
reps?
My... When is the last time you tried to braid your hair? Did your arms not fall off of your body?
No, I braided my hair last week. Are you talking about...
I would need to exercise.
Oh.
It's so hard. Do you braid your hair?
It's not... It's... You'll be fine. Like, holding my daughter is hard. It takes more out of me than braiding.
I think maybe I have weak arms.
Well, you can practice on Simone's hair.
Yeah.
If she'll let you.
Sort of. She's actually been putting me to the test with this hobby because she has like short, she has like shoulder length hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants me to give her like a full Elsa braid every day.
Have you been doing it?
Sort of, but like...
Are you good at braiding?
No, not at all.
Oh, this it's but really fun I'm actually, to get good at it.
I'm actually getting good at it. However, she's like, I want the bumpy side. You know how it's like a French braid that starts here and then goes down?
Yes.
So she's like really insistent on the bumpy sides. And I'm like, your hair,
isn't
you have
long
like
enough.
9 hairs on your head.
Right.
It also, so she just has this like, instead of the long, luxurious side braid, she has... this little like pippy long stocking
right.
thing that
that's
just goes straight
so
out
cute.
It's really cute.
Well, I learned how to do 2 French braids on the side of my head from a YouTube, and the person who was the YouTube was like 10.
Yeah, I learned Photoshop from like this British kid on YouTube who like has a perpetually like really stuffy like snotty nose.
Oh.
He's so cute.
And now you know Photoshop.
No, now I know Photoshop.
YouTube's amazing for that reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's like a good thing that we have it. Is there any kind of hobby that you know you will never do, but a girl can dream, can't she? Like, you, it's not you, but you wish it could be you?
Yeah.
What?
Actually, no. Because I can't even, like, I'm like, I can definitely picture myself not doing everything.
Right.
But I can't really picture myself doing a thing.
Is there anything you can picture yourself getting obsessed with, wish you can get obsessed with it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wish that I could be obsessed with, like, something outside. Like, I think someone said, like, horseback riding or something.
Yeah.
I wish that I could
right.
be into that, but it's not going to happen.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Cute outfits, though. Whether you do cowgirl
the pant,
or
the
English.
The boot. The hat.
The hat. The whip.
The whip.
The whip. Okay, so is there anything else that we didn't cover? So sewing, she gives it a 3. We'll see how she does next time. And I want you to go where the hobby takes you is a thing. If you're like, okay, episode 1, The Americans, I'm doing this. Actually, I feel like sewing right now.
Wow.
Go with joy.
Go.
It's not something to not
joy,
talk about.
My voiders. Go with joy.
It's only going to be a full or 5.
Yeah.
So sure. I want the truth.
Okay. I'll give you the truth. My truth.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that was the fun 5, probably the fun fuller 5. That was today's episode, but we're just going to be checking back in with Lisa Michelle Fuller and all different hobbies as a true fun 5.
Yeah.
The fuller 5.
Fuller fun 5.
We'll be right back. Want to talk to Leslie about your hobbies? Call our toll-free hotline at 844-370-VOID. That's 844-370-VOID. Rate and review Filling the Void on Apple Podcasts. Filling the Void is an Erios original with editing by Tracy Levy and original score by Michael Cassidy.
Erios.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.